Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay, dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight, good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold-blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Teddy J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel, it's all of the above. And it's all on one show, and it fits like a glove. On the
life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady Chase was good, my dude. You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. I am your host, Ceddie J, and it is Wednesday. Y'all know that means. Every Wednesday is hump day after dust right here on the show. And heck, as I always remind you, every hump day, is if you're going to hump somebody, hump them responsibly. So I basically got to say that. You know, it's definitely crazy, the craziest shows ever on the air. Definitely got to check it out. We're on every Monday through Thursday, in which on Tuesdays we have it's a female takeover every Tuesday. By TP3 Radio, so definitely check out all the shows. You miss them, you can always check them. You can always check out all the shows if you miss them. So that's the other great thing about it. So definitely check out the shows. Check out to our website, dustspot.com. That's our social network that has that's the hub for everything that goes on, and that's at dustspot.com. Go there, and there you go. All right, so tomorrow, and I'm going to be real. I know tomorrow's March Madness show for tomorrow. I was going to let y'all know I have not made a bracket yet. I'm going to make my bracket probably tomorrow because I had no choice to make it tomorrow. So my thing is, this year I decided to take my little merrily time with brackets this year because I wanted to try to be as great as possible because there's a lot of people I didn't see get in there that was like, oh, man. So... you know, see, they got in there, they kind of threw me out. So I got to really be prepared for it this year. Now, let's go ahead and chop up. Oh, who's going to be on the show today? Which is going to be my girl, Shanella Barretta. And she's going to be on the show today. She's a model and an author. And also an artist as well, too. Woman's doing a lot of great things. And we'll be chopping up with her about a lot of great things she's done. Of course, about her publication Misunderstood. Also, her admiration of the one that being the cover of Essence, and as well as her being in the movie entitled The Rude Awakening. So, y'all be on the lookout here in a moment, and that'll be later on the show. All right, so what we're going to do what we do best. We play music. All right, so I'm going to play this because it's in my head, and I was like, oh, yeah, I can't wait to play the show. All right, we're going to play. This is our Mad Clover Flex. I'm just singing it. I literally was just singing it for the show. So and not really seeing it. Well, I had the lyrics right in front of me. But we ain't going to talk about that. Let's just play the song.
Waiting too long. Finally, you come along. Baby love, experience them, baby girl. Lead out, lead out, lead out. Tell it, girl, girl, please. Time to have sex. Long time you have the road, boy, you have sweet girl, please. Time to have sex. Look how long you have the road, boy, you sweet her on the way. Out of patience, love it she get, that will be sufficient. Her on the way, till I can't wait no more. X amount of loving heart for me a little. Just to hear she knock on the door. Only to touch her, me no want no, no more girl flicks. Time to have sex. Look how long you have the road, why you sweat girl flicks. Time to have sex. Look how long you have the road, why you before she reach. I could smell her perfume. I could no wait to get her in the room before she reach. I could smell her perfume. I could no wait to get her in a feel like a surgeon. Be a surgery, but I hope the little girl not charge me to perjury. Action with the injection, worky, worky, girl according to plan, girl flicks. Time to have sex. Look how long you have the road, why you sweat, girl flicks. Time to have sex. Look how long you have the road, why you know me with it. Can't tickle up me fancy, skin to skin, bro, from the surgery, no. Your climax, girl, anytime, no me ready. Receive what me have a gave. Good loving every day that you live. Ready, girl, let's go for it. Have done the girl from start to finish, girl, flex. Time to have sex. Look how long you have the road, why you sweet, girl, flex. Time to have sex. Look how long she have the road, why you bet me life. She not go late again. Like a fresh act, girl, flicks. Time to have sex. Look how long you have the road, why you sweet, girl, flicks. Time to have sex. Look how long you have the road, why you I rather wait. Out of patience, loving she get, that will be sufficient. I rather wait. Till I can't wait no more. X amount of loving heart for me a little. Just to hear she knock on the door.
I gave my best, it wasn't enough. You kept saying we argued too much. We made a mess of what it used to be love. So why do I care? I care at all.
No. self-made, she don't need no fucking crew.
No,
I ain't tripping, baby, do what you do. B.O.B., shorty, they got nothing on you.
Yeah,
I see you peeping, baby, I know you like my grind. It's daytime, it's money, baby, girl, don't waste my time. And while your man got you sitting on the sideline, come be my star player, be on my star vibe. I see you peeping, baby, I know you like my grind. They say time is money, baby, girl, don't waste my time. And while your man got you sitting on the sideline, come be my star player, be on my star vibe.
What's up, everybody? This is G-Man.
It's Shot Baby.
And whenever I'm not listening to the Bon Vivant mixtape,
I'm listening to Life After Dusk, live on Blog Talk Radio in the Dusk Spot.
Hey, what it do, man? This your homeboy, Six Figures, man, all the way from the West Coast, California. You understand that? And whenever I'm not in the studio, man, I'm sitting back chilling, man, listening to Life After Dusk, live on Ice Radio USA in the Dusk Spot. Seti J, I see you, man. Yay!
Yay! Welcome back, everyone, to Life at the Dusk Live. That was a little short, little music break, a little bit of everything. Last song that we just played was on Philly Blocks, out of the track of Starting Five, which is like, I think I like it more than It's Going Down. I like that. It's always great when I see artists that can effectively show love to the ladies and whatnot. So, they're also showing some love, too. He's actually in Texas right now. He's in H-Town right now, so big ups to him. It's a lot of people, a lot of my Dusk Spot fans that's from out of town is here, is in town right now. Shout out to my girl Dre in the building, too. She's in from Cali. She's here from Cali right now. She's actually in the Dallas area from Cali. So big ups to her. And as big ups to everyone, though, just make sure they, I'm glad to see they all traveled and got to where they need to get to safely. So there's a big ups to that. All right. So this next song that we get to play, Since we're in slow jam mode, I see. We're going to go to Diamante Grits. You can get it. And then come back, we're going to set the stage for my girl, Chanela Pereira.
I'm all alone, and I want you here. Called your phone, cause I wanna hear. You tell me, baby, I wanna feel. Don't say you won't, and you know you will. I wanna tell you how good it feels, but I'd rather show you when you get here. When you get over here, won't need no underwear. Over the chair, put your feet in the air. Let me pull on your hair. When you get over here, won't need no underwear. On the floor or the chair, put your feet in the air. Let me pull on your hair.
Round one discussion. Let me tell you how I feel. Ain't no silence tonight. Making love noises in here. We rolling. Roller coaster up and down. I keep it going all night. We going round for round. I like the way you love me. I love the way you touch me. It's just the way you bug me and put no one above me. Now believe it, we loving in action. And like Drizzy, I can tell that you've been practicing. Now I got a little something I want to show you, boy. You a madman. I see you like to beat it up like. Over here,
tell you what I like to do. Yeah, you got me all drugged up. I can't get enough of you. Yes, I'm addicted. I'm addicted. I'll admit it, huh? You keep me wishing. Why you kissing that? You won't stop. Let's take it to the top right here and make that midnight passion. This love is so, so good. Feel like it's everlasting. I know that you about it, and I ain't never doubted. The room is getting crowded. Let's make a party out it. You put it down like no other that I ever had, and I'm just enjoying every moment like it's never back. You keep me going and rolling, some like sadness and tears, and I promise that you can get it when you get here.
You can hear it.
When you get over here, won't need no underwear. On the floor or the chair, put your feet in the air. Let me pull on your hair. When you get over here, won't need no underwear. On the floor or the chair, put your feet in the air.
Yeah, that's the LA, I'm a box phone, where they hate.
Ain't nobody compare to Mary when she on my mind. Dreaming through days and nights when I'm blowing purple clouds. That's the only girl I love and I say it loud. Ain't even got a rush cause I'm your Valentine. Rolling we with noon, that's Albert Einstein. We like bonfires, the way we burning dimes. We like Captain Planet, can't be touched when I find divine. Let's stay up on my grizzly cause I just gotta clean. Can't go wrong girl as long as you up on my team. Rolling up a fatty while I'm lacing you with lean. Too compatible, the kind of shit you don't hear a nigga dream. Can't get a job cause you won't allow my sister to stay clean. Can't fight temptation cause sensation tell me all I need. So I just keep cheap and heavy on the ground seaweed. Be without you hot, don't tell them, tell them.
Hello, everybody. This is Miss Computer Lady, WMCL. And whenever I'm not busy, I tune into Life After Dusk Live with Ceddie J on The Dusk Spot.
Welcome back. All right, man. All right, I use it all the time. I'm trying to bring that back. But anyway, look at the Life That Does Live. I'm Hump Day After Dusk, and shoot, we're here in a moment. My girl Chanella Barretta be in the building. We're chopping up with her a little bit of everything she's got going on. This woman does everything, pretty much. So we have a lot to chop up with her. Now, in case you haven't checked, you know, every Wednesday we release, or on the Dusk Spot, we release a newsletter every week. That's every week we release a new newsletter. And it's issue number 36 this week, so definitely check it out. You can see some of the great stories that's going on. Basically, it's a new, those of you that don't know, it's a newsletter that showcases a lot of stuff that's going on with the members that are on there that they have posted on there. So anything that members post on there, we mingle it in into the newsletter and have everybody, you know, kind of chop it up on there. So definitely check it out. A lot of great stuff going on there as far as, yeah, we revamped the design. It's a tad bit. So definitely got to check it out. It's the first one of the new designs. Definitely check it out. We got a lot of great stuff in there. For those of y'all that were worried about the Mixtape of the Week, we changed it. There is something about the Mixtape of the Week in there. We changed it to where it's now, and we had to stop it due to forces out of our control. So we ended up having to pick a mixtape in the mixtape that we actually have on this, that you can see on the homepage just by now. It's my girl Remy the Franchise, and that's her mixtape. I'm changing faces. Definitely check it out. Doing a lot of great things. I mean, her video, check out her videos too. We got some of those on dust, but you know, she's doing a lot of great stuff, and it's just always great to see like all these different types of artists on the site and is doing their thing. So definitely check her out. Go to Dusk Spot, that's DuskScot.com. Everything is on there or whatnot. But hey, we go ahead and go to the phone lines. I think I see my girl in the building, so hold on. One quick second. Let's see. Hello. Is this Chanella?
Yes.
What's up?
Hey, what's up?
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Well, definitely. You know, first off, I wanted to say, and you get like just looking at all the stuff you do. You're like, dang, I'm like, this woman. What doesn't this woman do? you do music, you model, and then of course one of the things I'm very impressed by you're a writer, as in not just any kind of writer. She's an author. In which you released a novel or whatnot, and I just think that's just it's great to see something like that. It is awesome to add on actors onto that too. So it's like, what the heck don't you do?
I like to keep myself busy and occupied with playlists.
Oh, definitely. Well, you know, let's get into a little bit of it. From rock and fake. you know, the modeling is that's actually the first initial thing I met y'all about, and I learned everything else as I started learning more about you. Kind of tell us, like, how you actually got into modeling. What led you to go into that path?
Well, I actually started in 2004. That sparked my interest because a lot of people were approaching me about modeling, and I wasn't sure about it. I was told to come downtown and do some shoots and stuff like that, but I wasn't serious about it until I started looking more into the industry, and it seemed like something that caught my eye. A couple years later, I started doing some photo shoots and some media things, and it really kept me busy, and I loved doing it, so I continued from there.
Most definitely. For those that don't know, I didn't even make this announcement, too. By the way, she's in Toronto right now, too, so that's another big thing. It's how we do it. Like, it's just great to have international people in the building, too. And y'all do y'all thing up there in Canada, man, y'all got some stuff going on. Like, you know, of course, you know, everyone is always going to throw out two things. When people say Canada and they say entertainment, they're going to say Degrassi and Drake. They're going to say that off the bat. And, like, as far as, like, the entertainment scene, the way, from your eyes, like, how do you see the scene over in Toronto? Like, how is it over there compared to the U.S.?
Well, I think that Toronto, we have the people here, we have, like, a mix of American culture, so we act pretty much the same, just our lingo is different.
Like, y'all say something like, yeah. I'm afraid to say on this, she threw me out. I mean, I'm trying not to laugh. Because I'm one of those people, if I hear accents too long, I start talking like that person. So I've been to watch y'all, because y'all start having me talking like y'all. I'll probably leave at the show today and listen to you talking. I'll go around being like, why are you talking like that? Like, it's not my fault, man. Y'all know I pick up on stuff too easily. All right, so I'm leading to that. You know, of course, you said modeling is just something that you kept, if someone invited you to do, then you end up liking it and kept doing it. Like, that leads us into being an officer. How did you decide to go into that path?
Well, ultimately, I think that I had a lot of energy inside of me, a lot of thoughts and stuff like that, so I decided to get it out on paper. I originally started doing poetry, and it branched out into much deeper thoughts. I decided to write a novel, Misunderstood. It's something that I've been writing for a while now, but it's a combination of different stories. Like, have you heard of Chicken Soup for the Soul?
Yes, that's one of the best sellers. Yes.
It's similar to that, but I want to put a different twist to it. I want to relate to a variety of people, especially African Americans, mostly because we don't really understand where we stand in society. So I want to be able to give people a chance to explain and express themselves through reading my book.
That's definitely, you know, and that's the thing. I mean, one of the things I liked about the fact that I learned a little bit about this was that, you know, and that's the great thing about pretty much when y'all come on, the models that come on here, it's on the site and whatnot. Y'all prove that that's not every model is not just a cute face, and you don't just look at them and say, oh, well, all they do is model and look good. That's all they're good for. Like, they'll realize that the ones that are highly successful are, like, highly intellectual, and they got all this different stuff that's going on in that they convey. And that's what I like about you. Like, you kind of take the fold and take the stereotypes that people throw onto models, and you throw it out the way. And that's what I love about you.
Thank you. I wish more models were like that.
Yeah, like your personal opinion, like, why, Do you feel that the stereotypes that put onto models is fair to say, or like, are they just going up for what, you know, they just go off a little small selected group? Do you think that most models these days are more intellectual, or would you say that there's still like a lot that's in that stereotype?
Most definitely. I think that there are still a lot of stereotypes about models out there, mostly because of models themselves. Just like how black people, we tend to put each other down and slave ourselves, I think that models, they put that stereotype on themselves to take the vocal point away from being intellectual and being more than just the pretty face. They put the stereotype out there that they are all body or all just a pretty face. And I just want to change that. There are models out there that have changed the game regarding that, but I think that as generations and years go on, that it's drawing further from the vocal point of what modeling is really about.
Definitely. And that's what made me start the whole thing in the first place. Like, after one interview, just all it took me was this chick that was going to be in, that was all going to be in XXL when she ended up being in it. She proved that like all models aren't what they, you know, what they made it out to be. Like every model, and oh, I just look good. There's so much I have going on, and that's why I started the whole thing in the first place. I'm so tired of everyone thinking that y'all all dumb or some stupid thing they put into their mindset of what they think a model is. So it's definitely out there to figure out for that. All right,
thank
so. You. What we're going to go to a quick, we'll go to a little music break. This is our little music break. It's brought to us by you, actually, and this little mix that you sent us in. Let's go ahead and play it, and then after that, we'll come back, and then we'll chop it up some more. I'll talk about the music stuff, and then also actually a little bit more about the models and whatnot. So everybody hang in there. Buck your seatbelts. We'll be right back. After this quick music break, let's go.
No more Mr. Nice Bitch. Niggas done flipped the script and got on some shit. Selling they soul and love is priceless. They kicked me when I was down and stuck in a crisis.
Hold up. Chanel Ferrara from DiamondGamer.com.
Lead you in the wrong direction. Every nigga around you is a reflection of you, and you were at your lowest point in your life. Dog,
niggas wanna catch you slipping.
Don't let 'em catch you slipping.
No more Mrs. Nice Bitch. Niggas done flipped the script and got on some shit. Selling they soul and love is priceless. They kicked me when I was down and stuck in a crisis. I kept it all in and now I'm about to erupt. Man, fuck the law, the whole system's corrupt. A street grudge put me in front of a judge, but I stood there like, what? The bee don't budge. It's a foul game, no such thing as fair play. And real niggas get railroaded every day. Words misconstrued and used against you. Then you get screwed when it's time to save you. World caving in, it's a shitty situation. A year and a day, 3 years probation. Public humiliation, poor representation. Guilty by association.
Now don't you know that they want to catch you slipping with no protection. Lead you in the wrong direction. Every nigga around you is a reflection of you when you were at your lowest point in your life.
Up in the projects, and that's worth more than material objects. A lot of things come when they know you got it. You a target, and now they trying to get in the pocket. Lawsuit boys prosecute for profit. Meanwhile, the media promoting the gossip. I had to say it, cause I'm that real with it. Shining like a star, then you gotta deal with it. And dudes quick to take these groupies to bed. Better watch it before they write a book about you like Superhead. Fuck them and leave them, then they after your paper. Put a hole in a condom and say that you raped them. So you could be a rapper, athlete, or an actor. Believe me, these devils find a way to get at you. All it takes is some green. took one for the
team. Now that you know that they want to catch you slipping with no protection, lead you in the wrong direction. Every nigga around you is a reflection of you when you were at your lowest point in your life, dog.
One eye open and watch for the snakes and the jakes approaching. Cause it could be the ones that you laugh and joke with, the ones you smoke with, sold your coke with. I set you up for the right piece of change and had your brains on the dashboard of the range. Too often I seen a nigga laying in the coffin, all cause some shit was blown out of proportion. Everywhere you go you gotta move with caution, cause the rap game ain't much different than the crack game. It's a new hustle, gotta have brains and muscle. Get too much money and these haters wanna touch you. Now I can see why they all on me. Niggas do dirty work and shit for on me. Not only do you gotta watch the boys in blue, but the niggas in your crew, you gotta watch them too.
They know that they want to catch you slipping with no protection, lead you in the wrong direction. Every nigga around you is a reflection of you when you were at your lowest point in your life, dog.
Please call my auntie.
Welcome back to Life That Does Live. Your boy, Eddie J. We got my girl, Shanella Beretta, in the building today. What's good? What's good?
Hello, hello.
All right. A little short, a little mix. Oh, kind of, speaking of music, so, like that right there, like, it was a little, you gave us a little bit of everything in that. Like, tell us a little bit about that mix we just played.
Well, I was in the studio this weekend just fooling around when I did that, actually. But I'm actually putting together a mixtape currently. I was working on my first single, and I wanted to send it out to a couple places, but me and my producer decided that we're going to wait a little bit and give people a little bit more anticipation. And that mix came out of nowhere.
You like magic. Oh, man.
And those songs, I love those songs. They're very, they're inspirational to me.
Almost definitely.
They give women empowerment.
And so I guess, I mean, it's safe to say, like, with the music you're putting out, it's basically like your music is going to empower women. Versus, you know, not necessarily give them a good name. Because some music out there, it's just like, just throw something together, here we go. But you seem like you're one of those people that wants to make empowering music.
Definitely. I think there's a lot of music out there that are degrading our people, and especially women. And I find it ironic because women are so dominating in this society today, but yeah, there's so much music that just degrades them completely.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's getting to a point where why is it that? It's like, okay, if you want to kind of get, you want to give us like a different spin on stuff, I guess it's fine. But when people don't really show the forefront of these female artists that's doing empowering music, and they kind of put them on the back burner, like they're, you know, it kind of drives me nuts. So y'all want to just say crazy stuff and have fun with it, I'll tell you, but at least let the stuff that's empowering, you know, have a forefront too. So that's just how I personally feel about it. But oh well, one day people will give me minds. But okay, so like essence, like one of the things you talked about too, like when I chopped it up with you, as far as like what you want to, like your goals and whatnot. One of your biggest goals is to be on the cover of Essence magazine. Kind of tell us a little bit about how that came about.
Well, I would love to land one of those big covers, like Vogue or Essence. I want to stay away from like King magazine and stuff like that, and magazines of that criteria. For myself personally, there are models out there that are fit to do it and that would love to do it, but I just find there's more substance in magazines like Vogue and Essence. I'll be heading to New York this year, so I'll bring my novel with me, so I plan on pursuing a New York Times bestseller and hitting the cover of Essence and Vogue. Yep, most definitely.
You know, crazy thing, too, is, like, it's ironic. I mean, this is a week of, like, Miles is on it, because, I mean, on Monday, Capri, it's crazy. Like, she was on the cover, not on the cover, she was on the Jet Beauties of the Week, and it's just crazy to hear their bottles and say, oh, I want to be in this magazine. You're like, huh? Because, I mean, don't get me wrong. Heck, I'm a person. I read King and I read Double XL, stuff like that. But at the end of the day, I feel like now women are not, they're trying not to be in, like, Essence in Jet. Like, it's not as prevalent sometimes. So it's just crazy to hear. To me, it's just so great when I get to hear a different scenario and people are saying, I wouldn't be in this magazine. You're like, dang, that's one of the most prestigious magazines of all time in the black community. So, you know, that's how I feel. The Essence and Jet, those are those are magazines. Those magazines are forefront of giving the black community a really good name.
Mhm. It is. And in my eyes, you will find whatever you're searching for. There are models out there that are, they have a certain objective in where they want to be. So if they're, that's their direction, then that's their direction. Everyone has their different box in life.
Exactly. Right. I mean, I just feel like sometimes some people want to go a certain direction and don't because they feel like they have to. And then you can do whatever, just follow your heart. And if your heart says to go to do this one thing, then do it. If not, then do that. I mean, it's that simple. All right. So movie-wise, tell us a little bit about The Rude Awakening and how you actually got a leading role in that.
I was doing a music video in 2010. I was playing one of the lead roles of a detective, but I was, like, behind the scenes playing a detective, and the writer of the script for The Rude Awakening, he was on the scene, he saw me, and he said, you know what? I have the perfect role for you. Jayla Jones is the name of the character, and I read off the script. I love her character, and I got the spot.
Okay. Yeah, so that, so like how was it that the opportunity, like how was the experience of playing that role?
I think it allowed me to express a lot of emotions that anyone that's going through what my character has gone through can definitely relate to my character. Once they see the movie, it allowed me to express my emotions, like, throughout my whole entire life, things that I have been through, things that I have, that other people have gone through that they wouldn't be able to express if they wanted. So I think the movie is a great chance for people to open up their minds.
Most definitely. All right. So, you know, I want to ask you one of my usual crazy questions of the day, because it's always funny to see what y'all answer is going to be. Because I've heard a little bit of everything. I'm in the industry, in the entertainment industry, whether it's music, modeling, acting, or whatever. What's like the most embarrassing thing that's happened to you so far?
I don't get embarrassed like I used to when I was younger. I used to be really shy, but now that I'm just exposed to the whole industry, I don't really get embarrassed or shy or anything like that. If something happens to me that's embarrassing, I kind of like just brush it off like it never even happened. And a lot of people would either laugh or make fun of it or whatever, but to me, it just rolls right off my shoulder. Like, I don't make anything really bug me.
So what's an example of one? I gotta see you trying to get away from me.
An example, I would say a wardrobe malfunction, like on the set of a movie or a shoot when I'm doing something, like a video or something. Yeah, I've had that happen to me a few times.
All right, give us an example of one of wardrobe malfunctions. Now you got to see, you keep making this one more and more. We're going to dig. give us an example of one of wardrobe malfunctions.
Well, one time I was doing an implied shoot. Implied means, like, it looks like you're naked,
right,
but it's, you're not.
You should not.
And, yeah, I had a little malfunction there where one of my areas popped out, so I couldn't really do anything about it at that time. But when you're in the industry, you get used to that type of stuff. You can't really let that scare you.
Oh, man. Like, so how did you bounce back from that? Like when it happened, were you like, oh, did you do it, like, really quick? Were you like, oh, my God, did this really just happen?
Yeah, like, it depends. If I'm in the middle of work and I know it's gonna interfere with my work, I won't let it be distracting. Like, I won't cause attention to it. But if it's something I could prevent, I'll try my very best to prevent it.
All right. Okay, so geez, we getting kind of close here in a moment. Let everyone know about, like, as far as like how to catch you and whatnot, like the website and stuff to catch you at.
Well, you can catch me at newdiamonddreams.blogspot.com, and all my information will be on there as far as my dates, my websites, my my novel, my mixtapes. Just keep it locked with all that.
Okay. Let's see what. As well as they want to know your Twitter and Facebook so they can stalk you on there.
My Twitter is at Shanella Beretta.
All right, there you go. Okay, then as we roll on, I want to remind you, if you missed any parts of the show, you can check it out. A couple different ways. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ. That's CEDDY, letter J. Or you can go to iTunes and go over for free. Just search Life at the Dusk Live. Look for the episode that says Hump Day After Dusk, model Shanella Beretta. You find that way. Or you can go to DustBot, and DustBot, you go to Life at the Dusk player on there. It always shows the five most recent episodes. So you can check it out for a little bit until like around next week this time. So definitely check it out. And I guess we're rolling now, man. Once again, I just want to thank you for coming to the show. You know, and it's definitely an honor to, you know, be able to show you some love.
Thank you.
All right, y'all. It's your role now. Y'all, remind you, everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, or there's a J, or there's a Shanella Beretta, or there's a U, there is way. Y'all tune into another episode of Life at the Dusk Live. This is your boy, City J. Make sure y'all check out the dust spots. And we're rolling on out. In the words of Chris Brown, deuces.